It's the Dr. Bill Daigle Show, presented by NutriMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have the amazing Deborah Tavares here, probably the best document bloodhound to find all of how bad things are. If you think you understand the total scope of ignorance, stupidity, and evil in our world, you're delusional. You need to go to stopthecrime.net, open your eyes, and cry. And then after you cry, you actually have to get really ticked off and decide to do something about it. Don't attack the messenger because you don't like the message. Realize that Deborah's probably one of the best persons I know in the world to find out how bad things really are. And the fact is, they do a thing called hoodwinking. They're going to tell us straight up, all these global maniacs, Satanists, on the left and on the right, exactly what they're going to do to us, or are already doing, and you out there want to spit at the messenger. Stop it. May your mouth dry here. I'm going to say a little prayer. May those who want to spit on Deborah and all the messengers like Dr. Daigle and those who speak the truth, may your mouth dry up and your salivary glands disappear in your mouth. May you no longer be able to intellectually or visually spit on those who give the message of truth, but may you repent and realize it's a lot worse than you can imagine. In fact, if you're not saved, the most logical thing to do would be to commit suicide, because it's that bad. But you know what? God's still on the throne, and he's not nervous. He's going to send people like Deborah and Dr. Bill Daigle and others we bring on the program. And he's going to bring on ways of solving these problems, just like he did with the Edenic frequency system that we're going to talk about this hour, or how to fix things. But you can't rely on your politicians, your lawyers, your educators, or your churches. If you think you can rely on these so-called experts, you're delusional. You need to rely on one thing: prayer, inquiring, asking better questions, and seeking the truth. And when you hear the ring of truth, because the most important thing is to ask enough questions, realize when you read the articles by Deborah, she's not doing this because she's a narcissist and wants you to love her because she digs up all this stuff. It's scary stuff. She does it because she has compassion for you. And you have to read this stuff to realize this is not open to your damned opinion. When these are published by the World Watch Institute or, you know, all these other organizations that actually publish this stuff in advance and tell you exactly what they're going to do, it's almost like a horror story where a guy's written a book about how he's going to take off your left leg first and your right leg is going to slit your throat and take your head off. How they actually describe it, and then you don't want to believe the fact that he's actually sent you a document of how he's going to dismember you and then put you into a big box and then bury you in his backyard. People don't want to believe that, do they?
Well, they don't, Dr. Bill. And I'm going to touch upon some things, again, not in particular order, but I have been getting quite a few emails now that have been saying, oh my goodness, how did StopTheCrime.net know that you could kiss your gas in your homes goodbye? Because we read the documents. And because we and our research team have been telling all of you what the climate action plans say. And then you find out it's true, and you say, my goodness, you were right. Well, it's not a matter of being right. It's a matter of reading the documents and telling you what's in them and what will happen. So what am I talking about right this second?
Right.
I'm talking about the fact that all homes are going to be required to eliminate natural gas. We're talking about your hot water heaters, your HVAC systems, your appliances, your washing machine, whatever it is that is gas in your home is going to be required to be retrofitted with electric replacements. This costs a considerable amount of money.
You're kidding. No, it's not going to be considerable. Some people can't afford this, can they?
Well, they, not to worry. I'm going to talk about how they will be able to afford it, and it is a very, very predatory financing scheme by Rockefeller and Rothschild, but that's for a moment.
Right.
Why it's going to become expensive is it's going to be a requirement, or your home is going to be designated as unsustainable and a cause for increasing greenhouse gas emissions, and you will be identified and shamed on an app that will state that your property is contributing to climate change and greenhouse gas emissions. Number one, they're going to shame us. This is the biggest bullying operation the world has ever known, besides the fact that we've been bullied all along.
Yeah. But it's so, actually not a future thing. It's happening right now. It's not
absolutely.
Just in America.
So what is
it's
happening?
Happening in other countries, too. Please continue.
Yeah. This is a global retrofit requirement. This is an absolute global economic disruption, starting with required retrofittings, as I just stated. And so what I've been getting now into my website, stopthecrime.net, is, Deborah, your team was right. They're telling us we have to take out our gas appliances. Well, I can tell you, if you choose not to, you will be charged a tax for continuing to damage the earth. And ultimately, your properties, as I just said, will be designated as unsustainable, and you won't be able to sell. But not to worry, there are loans that you can take out to pay for all of the retrofitting requirements, and we're not just talking about natural gas in your homes. We're talking
right.
about dual-pane windows. Now, we're not saying that some of these things aren't good to do. They are. But important to understand with the dual-pane windows, you've got to watch out. They have the high-efficiency, low-E energy windows that are promoted by the Department of Energy that cause fires. Actually magnify a beam from the windows onto your neighbor's property or wherever that beam goes and ignites, causes ignition.
Right.
So I'm just throwing that out there right now. If you subscribe to StopTheCrime.net, you'll get some of the email blast outs. This was in an email blast out that we did months back. But what I just now am looking at, and I continually tell people, Dr. Bill, to look in their bill inserts of their utilities. Because the utilities are run by Rothschild LLC and Company worldwide. And they tell us what they're going to do to us once you start to understand the plans. So here's what I just pulled out of a gas bill that I've just received.
Right.
It says, thinking about a home improvement project, but upfront costs are holding you back? The Residential Energy Efficiency Loan, or REEL, R-E-E-L, program helps California homeowners and renters access affordable financing for home energy efficiency improvements. Now, I'm going to read this to you, and I want you to remember, I just said homeowners and renters. So here's what you can do. You can access these REEL financing rates. They say they're competitive rates. It's 100% financing, no home equity required, available to a wide range of credit scores and incomes, and up to 30% of the loan can be used for kitchen, bathroom, and even landscaping upgrades. It says enrollment is easy, and there are many lenders and loan options to choose from. Find out more. Now, this is, again, entitled Residential Energy Efficiency Loan Program, or REEL.
Right.
So when you look up REEL, you type in REEL, and you look up the loans, and you just do a cursory glance. I typed in REEL, R-E-E-L, loans, and retrofitting on my search. And I just pulled up these items. Go Green Financing. Assistance Program, State Treasurer's Office. Efficiency Loan, REEL. Assistance Program, State Treasurer's Office. PG&E, Energy Efficiency Financing, PG&E. It goes on and on. Now, let's explain what some of these loans do, and I'm investigating REEL right now, but I do have why you want to rethink not getting some of these loans, because an example of the PACE loan, P-A-C-E loan, it's a predatory loan where they can foreclose on your property. This is a loan designed and devised by Rockefeller. You can type in PACE and Rockefeller. Now, we disclosed this back in 2015 when Sonoma County here in Northern California adopted and gave permission for the PACE loan program to be initiated here. Now, we have found that the city councils and county board of supervisors, wherever you are, need to authorize these predatory loans. In other words, give consent so that the residents in those geographical areas then can have access to these predatory land theft, house theft loans. Make no mistake. So it's curious to see that even renters can access these loans. So you have to ask yourself, what are the renters going to be doing with accessing loans on properties they don't even own? You can see, and we can see now, that renters are being positioned to be in defiance of property owners. And we're seeing this being built up now with different types of plans that are spreading across the country. This is, again, all part of creating opposition and keeping people in disagreement. And it's on every level. It's on every level.
And by the way, there's various mutations of this in different countries. There's one here in America, but basically it's the same parties. It's like the Rothschilds and the globalists behind this. It's the same scheme everywhere, isn't it? Here, Europe, everywhere.
Well, it is. And I want to talk about what we've now just discovered with the rental inspections that are now taking place. This is important for everyone to hear. These are in the documents, and these are rolling out in all of our communities in the United States and everywhere else, worldwide. And so I'm going to just go over some of this. You need to understand this. You need to understand how these things are rolling out. And they're telling us here that cities are taking steps to develop a rental inspection program, and that the Department of Housing and your community service departments are developing proposed rental inspection programs, and the program aims to ensure that renters are living in safe and decent sanitary housing by your city proactively inspecting rental properties every year and asking owners and tenants, listen to this, asking owners and tenants to mutually certify the property's condition. Now, they say some of the key components of this rental land grab scheme and taking away rental properties from the owner, the owner's right to make decisions, is some of the key components about this rental inspection program. It's going to be a mandatory registration of all rental properties. And they're going to have educational and outreach programs modeled after neighborhood revitalization program. Remember, neighborhood revitalization program. Look this up. It has nothing to do with revitalization. It has everything to do with equity and fair equity. No one will own anything. The government is taking over it all. Not the U.S. government, not your local government, but the overlords that control all the wealth and have all the power in the world.
The global banksters is what you're referring to, like the Rothschilds and the globalists.
And
the Pindar, Pindar and the Druidic Council. Yeah.
What is important for people to understand is tenants are going to be now involved in a reporting scheme against property owners so that they can certify what a unit is providing for them. Now, we know that retrofitting is going to become a requirement. And tenants are going to want retrofitting because if they're paying for their electricity or their gas or their water, they're going to want better retrofitting to reduce those costs, and who wouldn't? Even the owners want.
So in other words, they're going to pressure the renters to pressure the owner to do it or else.
Absolutely. And we're going to go back.
Great. When we come back, we'll talk about that and also about the new epigenetic frequency protective systems.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
welcome back. We have Deborah back. And Deborah, I want you to continue. I'll just make
a quick announcement. Yeah, I want to because...
Before we do that, though, I want to make a quick announcement, 30 seconds, because I'm going to wait till you get your system operational to talk about it more on your show next week. But we will talk about it tomorrow with Dr. Truat. I do have the Sabbath Adanic frequency system that can broadcast a frequency to counteract the effect of toxic, called e-toxins. That's available right now. So if you contact me, I'll provide you more details. I'll call you back or I'll email you information. I'm putting together a video, too, that I'll put up on YouTube. Please continue.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Bill. And for everyone that's listening, this is breaking information about how we can be protected from the frequencies. So now I'm going to jump back into this and go over some more. This is most important because what we need to understand is we're heading into a Soylent Green operation. So everyone that has not visited that movie lately, I would recommend you watch it again now. Because you need to understand that there's legislation that has been passed in many areas now that's allowing liquefaction of human bodies. And they're saying, and in California as well, that it is a controversial bill, but it makes it legal to dispose of human remains through water cremation. But it's not water, so here's what it is.
Right.
It's known as alkaline hydrolysis. And we're now going to be able to choose the kind of cremation method for our loved ones as early as 2020 to save the planet, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Right.
And they say that, of course, the water cremation doesn't actually make use of water, but it is a process that entails placing the body into a steel vat containing an alkaline solution composed of 95% water and 5% potassium hydroxide, or lye. The combination of chemicals and pressure and heat that reaches 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 177 degrees Celsius quickens the rate of decomposition until all that is left behind are the bones, the sterile water, and any medical implants. The remaining bones are then crushed into ash and returned to the family. And then they say, according to the Daily Mail out of the UK, the water cremation was first developed as a way to get rid of animal carcasses by processing them into plant food. So let's think about that, and let's look at a few more comments about this liquefaction of the body and understand that the proponents of the water cremation have touted it as a green alternative to standard cremations and burials amid growing concerns over the carbon footprint of the former methods, liquid cremation, to fight global warming. And it goes on to say that the new laws will require funeral homes to apply for permits from their local water authorities before they can offer water cremation as an option, and that these permits will allow the funeral homes to send the remains into the sewage system on site. Alternatively, the funeral homes should partner up with companies experienced in handling and disposing biological waste. So what's interesting, Dr. Bill, is the sewage system and the fact that this will be going into the wastewater treatment plants, because this is where raw sewage is hauled from septic tanks and other areas and dumped in to the wastewater treatment plants. So now we're going to be drinking liquefied human remains with the fecal material, the urine, and the pharmaceutical, as we wash down what other scientists are saying we should be doing, eating humans. Now, you told me this the other day, Dr. Bill.
Right.
So I am looking at this article that you sent me.
Right.
And here's how this article begins.
Right.
Swedish scientists' idea for saving the planet. Eat humans. Now, I want to read this top paragraph of this article, and I want to break it down. It says, after reading this, you may never eat another Swedish meatball. While the Green New Deal has been the epitome of the sky is falling, let's save the planet, lunacy, it has been topped by Swedish behavioral scientist Brainchild, eating human flesh to preserve the environment. Now, let's go back into this. They're saying that the Green New Deal is the sky falling lunacy. It's not. The Green New Deal is adopted already in all the climate action plans worldwide. It is not new. I've said before, it is not green, and it is not a deal. These are policies of depopulation and genocide.
And by the way, this policy is not going to stop the global warming or any other geoclimatic disaster. Please continue.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that is huge. People don't understand. They think by lowering their greenhouse gas emissions, they're going to stop global warming. And this is then now the reason, Dr. Bill, that they're trying to reduce the age for voting down to 18.
Right.
Because we have psychologically programmed youth coming out of school propaganda machines telling them that global warming and climate change is anthropogenic, in other words, human-caused.
Right.
So they will be able to vote in these diabolical policies because they're frightened to death that the older people have absolutely destroyed the planet that they have to try to figure out how to continue living on.
Right.
So all parents that have been involved in sending their kids to school and teaching the kids about climate change and the fact that it is too many people need to watch and download the report from Iron Mountain. You need to understand how this was all psychologically programmed into our schools, into our minds, to create a new reality that is now a massive global disruption of all economic standards that we've ever known before. We're being taken off of what they call fossil fuels, when our fuel never came from fossils.
Right.
We are being transitioned into unreliable renewable energy. And the three forms of renewable energy that are now being told to us in the documents, Dr. Bill,
right,
is geothermal. They're
right.
saying that they're going to create more electricity now from geothermal operations. We know that this causes earthquakes. We're being
right.
told we're going to have many more earthquakes. Well, they're going to trigger them
right.
with injections into the geothermal boreholes,
well,
honoring
you know,
a fire.
Let me insert something. They tried this in Portland with the volcanic mountain right outside Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
And this is just a few years ago, and they realized, oh, my gosh, we had a big earthquake result immediately after actually injecting into the fault zones of the actual volcano at that mountain, Mount Hood. And guess
yes.
what? They stopped and realized, ooh, bad idea. We got an earthquake caused by it. Please continue.
Well, you know, now it's not a bad idea. It is the plan.
Right.
We're being actually booby-trapped by misinformation and by lack of knowledge. So we're being told this, that our electricity is going to be produced from geothermal, which is a form of fracking. They like to call it injection, but it is
yeah.
a form of fracking. Where we are, only an hour away, they're pumping up fecal urine and pharmaceutical and now potentially liquefied bodies up into these boreholes. Some of them go down 13,000 feet.
This sounds like a B-movie that wouldn't get a... This sounds like a B-movie that would never get the script approved in Hollywood unless the Hollywood producer could get the same drugs that the one who wrote the script actually took to write this stupid stuff.
Well,
this is so bizarre, it's hard to believe, isn't it? But it's real.
It is, and you know, the problem is we've been so psyopsed and so deceived for so long that the plot has thickened to the degree that it is tough even for those that read the documents and see it all unfolding.
Right.
It is really a mind bender. And all I can say is unless we start to open our minds and look in a little bit at reality, we're all going to be exterminated. And and I, for one, and many, I'm sure, would agree. We don't want to walk in front of a train coming down the train tracks if we're being told it's coming down the train tracks. We may want to choose to get off those tracks.
Right.
But what I want to go talk about is, again, the psyops in the positioning of this article about eating flesh, human flesh, because they say that it correlates with the sky is falling from the New Green Deal, which is already in play.
Right.
It's already approved by all of the overlords that run everything on our planet. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. And so,
and by the way, this doesn't matter what government you have in. It doesn't matter if they're Republican, Democrat in America, or if they're Canadian or European. Even cities, for example, that say they're not going to put 5G network in, none of this stuff's going to be stopped. You need to have your own personal field protection because this is going to proceed anyway. The global New World Order people that run the banks and the international agencies and the United Nations, they're just rolling over us like a steamroller rolling over a squirrel happens to be in the way. They could care less, couldn't they?
Well, we're seeing that, aren't we? And I can tell you, this discussion about eating human flesh goes on to say that they're going to be holding seminars on the necessity of consuming human flesh in order to stop climate change. And they go on to say environmentalists blame the meat and farming industry for a large part of what they claim is warming of the earth because of cow farts. And
You know what? I got a new investment strategy. Besides carrot bars, I think we should invest in posy jackets for the clinically insane. And as a counter to Antifa, we should go down and grab all these politicians and these professors like this one, Sunderland in Sweden, put them in a posy jacket and haul them off to a psych ward and don't let them have yard time, a book tour, or any access to the internet. These people are clinically evil and insane.
Dr. Bill, what's happening is while they're naming this a particular scientist in making this claim to eat humans, this is just another psyops. They intend on eating humans. We, in fact, are already eating humans. We're being injected with diploid in vaccinations, which is human tissue.
Yeah, and also
we've
with our drinks.
We know
the Cinemex, which, by the way, is a company right here in San Diego County. And Cinemex makes a mix from aborted fetuses for flavoring a lot of the soda drinks people drink, and even foods. Cinemax is actually made from aborted fetuses, cell lines. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, and what was so interesting, when I first found out about it, and I verified it, I was stunned. And it's S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. You can type that on the search engine of StopTheCrime.net, and you can actually print out the information that came out of a lawsuit that was presented by the Rights for Life group against Cinemex. And during the Obama administration, the use of Cinemex in the food supply was considered ordinary business.
Right.
And it is a flavor enhancer, an excitotoxin, which excites your desire to eat more. It's cannibalism. And we've talked about this on prior shows. And, Dr. Bill, you were telling me how it changes the wiring of our brains.
Yeah, what's going on is they're trying to epigenetically modify us with our food, with our demineralized soil, with our epigenetic frequency from toxic pollution. And then, of course, potentially down the road, they want to hack into the human naos or temple and not only alter our consciousness, but actually even our DNA. And people say, oh, you can't do that. I said, look, Dr. Deagle's advanced enough. I can make a phased array weapon that can actually affect your DNA miles away or even 1,000 miles away. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. Yeah, I can. Good thing I'm a good guy, not a bad guy. Because let me tell you, I know the science. And believe me, both Russians and Americans have a phased array weapons right now if they want to deploy in the battlefield. And they're deploying them already on 5G network now. And so when these things get fully operational, they won't just, like Operation Crimson Mist, they'll be inserting changes to your DNA to turn you diabetic, to make you have a heart attack or stroke,
Look,
make you
how
sterile.
Quickly we're all dying.
Yeah, please continue. Yeah, and what I'm saying is, people say, "Well, that's just your opinion." I said, "No, it's not. It's called science. I can prove it to you."
Exactly. Thank you, Dr.
I can prove it to you. Yeah, go ahead.
I love it, the fact that you are so socially unaccepted, because I will tell you, reality is very difficult for the average person to hear. And it's really diabolical what is occurring. But when we go on and we talk about eating human flesh, I want to just add this at this moment, because a number of years back, I went to a wine venue here and had the chance to meet and speak with Ted Turner. And that's up on YouTube.
Terrible Ted, right? When we come back, we'll hear about Terrible Ted. Back in a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back, Deborah. Let's continue.
Dr. Bill, I want to say that I attended a safety advisory meetup at the fairgrounds here in Northern California, where there were about 4,500 people in attendance of a massive PSYOPs. What do I mean by PSYOPs? Well, we know that the fires were all started with a variety of technologies. And what we know is that we're being deceived by the leaders in community. Whether they're aware of it or not, they're compartmentalized. They do admit that these fires that they've been fighting all across the board, wherever they're fighting, even in Greece, in Australia,
in
Wales, in Scotland, wherever the fires are erupting, the firefighters have one resounding comment. They've never fought fires as hot and as fast. And so the question then is, what kind of fires are they fighting? Well, we know what kind of fires they are fighting. But I will tell you this. We are being told here, we are on our own. We are on our own. That they will be issuing evacuation orders only. That they will not be sending in equipment to help us with our properties. We're on our own. And so we were looking at the variety of options that they're not discussing, since they're telling us we're on our own. Now, keep in mind, Rothschild, aka the utilities, are going to be turning off the power when we have what they call a red flag fire warning. What is a red flag fire warning? It's when the wind has picked up, when it's extremely hot temperature-wise outside, and when the when we have very, very low humidity. But what they neglect to mention is we're also extremely heavily chemtrailed before, during, and after all the fires. They don't mention that. We are being so massively deceived by people in costumes that purport to be our safety advisors and helpers. Now we are being asked to pay additional fees on our property taxes for firefighters that are only going to evacuate us. Now, the law is as follows. If you leave under evacuation orders, you may not return to your home. If you stay, they can't force you to leave. Now, many people now realize that busloads of looters are being bussed in. We saw this happening in 2017, busloads of people being bussed in from the San Francisco area into Sonoma County and let loose. They were robbing houses, they were causing chaos, and likely they were starting fires on the peripheral of the fire lines in abandoned homes.
Besides the drones that were flying overhead so much that they actually blocked helicopters dropping fire retardant.
Absolutely.
I have from a military
and
friend
in fact,
who's up
we
there.
We now know, too,
yeah.
that the CAL FIRE is retaining a number of C-130 planes to dump more fire retardant on all of us. And we know that fire retardant is lethal. In fact, they're being told not to dump the fire retardant in areas of waterways, because back in 2002, when they dumped the fire retardant up near Bend, Oregon, in a four-mile stretch, Dr. Bill, they killed 22,000 fish. So we're being targeted down below with fire and dumped overhead with what we're grateful is being dumped to put out the fire, and it's a poison. So we're sandwiched in between, and we're being eradicated, and we're being lied to. So what did this PSYOPs prepare, PSYOPs tell us when we went there? We're on our own. We are definitely on our own. And to that end, I'm going to read this. I pulled this up out of Alaska because I was looking up Alaska's climate action plan, and I want to tell you a few things I found. It tells us under unpackaging Anchorage's new climate action plan, they said Alaska is pegged as the state reflecting climate change most rapidly. Now, I was looking at a number of documents as I was flipping through some of the plans that have already been implemented, and they say at the front lines of climate change. It is the duty of Alaskans to be at the forefront of climate change mitigation strategies and new resource opportunities. What is happening under the fear that's being generated by weather weapons systems being absolutely, look what happened to the Bahamas. It was swamped by massive, massive sea rise. And along the coastline of the Carolinas, they've never seen anything like that before. So getting back to Alaska, it's referred to as their climate action plans or their energy management plans. And they talk about how they've used ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, that's International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. This is Rockefeller, Rothschild, the Clintons. This is a massive takedown arm, ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, Climate Resilient Communities Program. Alaska is following these programs. And they say that they created this CAP plan, CAP, Climate Action Plan, and they talk about how they're reviewing the report, and the Federal Energy and Efficiency Conservation Block is reviewing it. Now, let's talk about...
By the way, can I insert a comment? You were talking to Dick Baggage. Did you get any feedback from him that he was aware of this? He's up in Alaska.
I sadly was not able to get to this point. But I want to read this to you.
When you do, we'll discuss it in a future show. Please continue.
Yeah, I want to read this, too. Let's see who's involved with the coastal attacks on Alaska, because Alaska is certainly being targeted, and so are their indigenous people. The U.S. Department of Energy, or the Department of Energy, DOE, is targeting Alaska, as well as the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is targeting Alaska. And they actually, in one of the documents that I downloaded partially and was looking at, they've got planned relocation for these people. And they've got a definition of resilience in this. And the name of this document is called A Toolbox for Resilience and Adaptation in Coastal Arctic Alaska. And here's the definition for resilience, and I quote, resilience refers to the capacity of a community, business, or natural environment to prevent, withstand, respond to, and recover from disruption. Adaptation, quote, refers to the process of adjusting to new climate conditions in order to reduce risks of valued assets. Now, this document goes on. It talks about moving the Alaskan villages inland because of coastal environmental assaults. And we've talked about planned retreat, and planned retreat is the removal of all low-lying coastal communities worldwide. This
right, exactly.
This is the use of technology. Now, well, I had someone ask a very interesting, insane question. They
right.
said, well, have you seen this equipment for the blast wave accelerator and Project SEAL? As if it's equipment, right, that
right.
we would be able to go and see.
Right.
So the next question to ask would be, people are doing this. Someone needs to be a whistleblower and talk about the use of these technologies that are wiping out the coastlines where 70% of the world population lives. Our coastlines are being assaulted with technologies, just like overhead aerial modification of the environment and now the solar dimming. We are seeing intensified solar dimming. Why? Because we've got Solarin going into play, the solar-based power operation from our utilities, Rothschild, and all of the major, major countries that are all working together. There is no feud between the United States and China and all of the other countries. Other than, of course, those in the highest echelons of power and moneyed and sexual deviants want to, of course, be the forerunners of all of that. But what we face is absolutely diabolical, and we are being targeted. The military-industrial complex is targeting us. And what we now know is that military weapons systems have been disguised as civilian communication networks, such as cell towers, Gwin towers, 5G small G cells for faster downloads, Wi-Fi, our cell phones. Now, for those of you that had heard Dr. Bill at the beginning of this call, we will pay for our silence, and we will answer to God. And I urge you all to listen to the YouTube that we did called Cooking of Humanity. It is an interview that we did with Dr. Barry Trower a few years ago. And at the very, very end of this YouTube video, you need to hear what Barry Trower said. And I'm not going to tell you, but I will tell you what you said, Dr. Bill, about we are responsible for what we do while we are here in our physical form, that we are responsible for getting this information out, like it or not. And it's not likable material. In fact, I can tell you, it's difficult to make friends discussing this kind of material. Wouldn't you agree?
Most definitely. The problem is people feel that you're socially inappropriate and you're trying to upset them and make ruin their day by telling them the truth.
Well, you know, people, what is more of a concern is the blind ignorance that is surrounding those that are starting to understand what is happening. And that is so absolutely dangerous. We have people right now that are literally busing to some of the state legislative offices to oppose some of the new legislative pro-vaccine requirements now. Vaccinating the U.S. population was decided, and it was already put forth years ago, and it is in the Federal Register.
Right.
We're being run by executive orders. Vaccination is already launched. We're being given the illusion, just like with 5G, that all we have to do is oppose. Go to your city councils and oppose. What they're doing by doing that is they're continuing the infighting. They're continuing the illusion that there is representation and that there are legislative possibilities. We are on autopilot. These policies are approved. It's called the Delphi technique. Came through the Tavistock Institute. This is all mind control. We have already been taken over by policies that are in place. And I don't know what people need to do other than to learn reality and pray to God that we have more Dr. Bill Deagles that will start looking at ways in which there can be a frequency defense shield mechanism, for example, that will protect us against wireless technology.
Right.
This is the kind of thinking we have to have if we're going to survive.
I cannot,
and either can you, Dr. Bill, continue to try to convince people of what is real. It is real. Now we need people's brains working towards our survival.
Yeah, and we have to come up with novel solutions because the whole system is going in everywhere, and I don't believe anybody in any government stopping it.
They're not.
No evidence. None.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. Everyone go to stopthecrime.net.
Another remarkable show. Back in a moment with Josh Bernstein. Amazing updates and geopolitics going on in just a moment.
Which was most important because that was your theme.